There have been some big changes at the 47-year-old Belvedere Assembly Plant since the 2009 Chrysler-Fiat Alliance. The two automakers are working hard to overcome reputations for problems with quality and reliability. That's why they're eager to show off a $12 million lab for testing parts, 3D imaging, robots installing vehicle panels, and even more testing. Amin Aladina is Chrysler's Director of Manufacturing Quality. He says one of the first ways a customer perceives a car's quality is by opening and closing its doors. And with the Dodge Dart, they're quantifying the science behind the feel.
It's a velocity of door closing. And as you can see, you know, with a specific velocity, it'll close. With a velocity that's too high, it wouldn't close. Okay? So that's the idea.
Meg Novacek is Chrysler's Director of Reliability Quality. She says the company has upped the number of people testing the Dart under everyday ordinary conditions. They're running errands around town and pretty much driving like normal people for 36,000 miles.
So if there's a noise they don't like, or the seat comfort changes from the first day to the last day, or there's some other observation, if the check engine light comes on or something like that, all of those observations are recorded every single day.
Novacek says that's one way they'll catch and correct issues with the Dart before the general public climbs behind the wheel. Steve Hughes heads up the plant's new body shop. He has worked at the Belvedere Assembly for 26 years, since the days of the Omni and the Horizon. He says he's excited about the focus on quality and the way the new Dart looks.
It makes it easy to build something and be proud of when you look at it, and we're excited about it. I can't wait to get one myself.
There's no official release date for the Dart, although employees in Belvedere all had the same answer. It will be out in the second quarter. And since it is the second quarter, the Dart should hit dealerships by the end of June. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.